Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, January 13th. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote to impeach President Donald Trump today for a second time. Abigail Sinsky reports some Republican members of Michigan's congressional delegation could join their Democratic colleagues in voting to impeach the president.
In a teletown hall with constituents Tuesday night, Democratic Representative Alyssa Slotkin said she's had heart-to-hearts with two Republicans in the Michigan delegation. Slotkin did not name those Republicans, but said they're in the same place she was just over a year ago, wondering if voting to impeach the president would end her political career. But she says after an extremist pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol last week, ending division can't only be tackled by Democrats.
We can only do that if we accept what happened and we have accountability and decide that we're better than this as a nation and we're going to do something about it.
Republican Representative Fred Upton says he'll also vote to impeach the president. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
And newly elected Republican Congressman Peter Meyer from West Michigan says he is strongly considering a vote for impeachment. State lawmakers will gather at the Michigan Capitol today to begin the legislature's new session. As Rick Pluta reports, the Capitol will be under heightened security.
Lawmakers will be sworn in and the first bills will be introduced. Republican leaders say they will roll out a package of legislation aimed at restoring faith in government. This after the attempted insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, also the assault on the state capitol last spring, and the alleged kidnapping plot targeting Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other state officials. An FBI advisory says the Michigan Capitol remains a likely target of violence, and the Michigan State Police have promised a larger presence at the Capitol for the next 2 weeks. That includes Sunday, when far-right extremists have called for armed gatherings across the country. I'm Rick Pluta.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and other officials are expected to be criminally charged in connection with the Flint water crisis, according to the Associated Press. Starting in 2014, thousands of residents were exposed to lead-contaminated water, and at least 12 people died during an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. Attorney Corey Stern represents about 3,000 children who were poisoned by the city's water, and he helped negotiate a $641 million settlement on their behalf. He says it's possible that Snyder and other officials could face felony charges.
What charges in particular, I don't know, but I would not be shocked if there were manslaughter charges. I also wouldn't be shocked if there weren't.
Spokesperson for the Attorney General says their office is working to close out the investigation and will share more information when they're able to do so. The operator of a dual pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac is refusing the state of Michigan's demand to shut it down. We have more from Lester Graham.
In November, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she was revoking the easement for Enbridge's Line 5. Now, Enbridge has responded, saying the state doesn't have the authority. It's filed a suit in U.S. District Court and says it has no intention of shutting down the pipeline. Enbridge says the Federal Pipeline Safety Act preempts Michigan's attempts to enforce its own standard on Line 5. When she announced the revocation of the easement, the governor said Enbridge had persistently violated the terms of the easement and gave the company until the end of this May to shut it down. Enbridge says Line 5 has no existing violations and adds there's no feasible alternative to the pipeline. I'm Lester Graham.
Lansing's mayor is asking the governor to activate the Michigan National Guard in the city next week. As Corral Vega reports, armed protesters are expected, and they are expected at all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Mayor Andy Shore sent the request to Governor Gretchen Whitmer Tuesday. That's following warnings from the FBI that armed protests would be taking place at state capitals in the coming days. In the request, Shore listed January 17th and 20th as specific dates to have the Michigan National Guard in place to protect the State House and the businesses around it. On Monday, the state banned the open carrying of firearms inside of the Capitol building. Some state lawmakers, including Governor Whitmer, say the action doesn't go far enough. Last spring, armed protesters stormed the Michigan Capitol building to speak out against the state's stay-at-home orders. In Lansing, I'm Corral Vega.
Mostly cloudy around the region today, a slight chance of drizzle north of the bridge this morning, a few peaks of sun possible later today, especially in mid-Michigan, high statewide in the mid to upper 30s, 2 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow.